ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। एवं स निश्चित्य रिपो शरीरम् आदावतो निर्विविशे सुरेन्द्र श्वास अनिल अंतरहित सूक्ष्म देहा तत्प्राण रंध्रेण विविघ्न चेतः एवं सनिश्चित्य रिपो शरीरम् आधावतो निर्विविशे सुरेन्द्र श्वास नीलांतरहित सूक्ष्म देहास तत्प्राण रंध्रेण विविघ्न चेतः एवं सनिश्चित्य रिपो शरीराम् आधावतो निर्विविशे सुरेन्द्र श्वास नीलांतरहित सूक्ष्म देहास तत्प्राण रंध्रेण विविघ्न चेतः एवं सनिश्चित्य रिपो शरीराम् आधावतो निर्विविशे सुरेन्द्र श्वास नीलांतरहित सूक्ष्म देहास तत्प्राण रंध्रेण विविघ्न चेतः। प्लीज रिपीट। एवं सनिश्चित्यो शरीरं धावतो निर्विशेषः तत्प्राण रंध्रेण विवेग्न चेतः एवं सनिश्चित रिपो शरीरम् आधावतो निर्विशेषः सुरेन्द्र श्वास नीलांतरहित सूक्ष्म देह अर्थान रंध्रेण विविघ्न चेतः एवं सनिश्चित्य रिपो शरीरम् आधावतो निर्विशेषः श्वास नीलांतरहित सूक्ष्म देह स्नान मंत्रेण विविघ्न चेतः सनिश्चित रिपो शरीरम आधावतो निर्विशेष सुरेन्द्र आशा निरंतर हित सूक्ष्म देह सत्प्राण रंध्रेन विवेज चेत। माता जी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग एवं इन दिस वे स ही लॉर्ड विष्णु निश्चित्य डिसाइडिंग रिपो ऑफ द एनिमी शरीराम दी बॉडी अदावत हु वॉज रनिंग आफ्टर हिम विथ ग्रेट फोर्स निर्विविशे एंटर्ड असुर इंद्र ओ किंग ऑफ डीमन महाराज बलि श्वास नील थ्रू द ब्रीदिंग अंतरहित इनविजिबल सूक्ष्म देह इन हिज फाइनर बॉडी तत्प्राण रंध्रेन थ्रू द होल ऑफ द नोस्ट्रिल विविघ्न चेतः बीइंग वेरी एंग्शियस ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट लॉर्ड वामन देव कंटिन्यूड ओ किंग ऑफ द डिमंस आफ्टर लॉर्ड विष्णु मेड दिस डिसीजन ही एंटर द बॉडी ऑफ हिज एनिमी Hiranyakashipu, who was running after him with great force in a subtle body. Inconceivable to Hiranyakashipu. Lord Vishnu, who was in great anxiety, entered Hiranyakashipu's nostril along with his breath. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is already in the core of everyone's heart. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridayatensi Arjuna Stitim. Bhagavad Gita 18.61. Logically, therefore, it was not at all difficult for Lord Vishnu to enter Hiranyakashipu's body. The word Vivigna Chetaha, very anxious, is significant. It is not that Lord Vishnu was afraid of Hiranyakashipu, rather because of compassion, Lord Vishnu was in anxiety about how to act for his welfare. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurupam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruvaya Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale स्वयं रूप कदाम ददाति स्वपदांतिकम् हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभान सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवात् साधि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण भूतले श्रीमद्वि भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी दिना नमस्ते सरस्वती देव गौरवाणी विचारिणे शिशु सुनाले बासदे स्थाने हरे कृष्णा In this verse, the Lord Vamandev giving some instructions, some explanation to Bali Maharaj, how he is so great, he born in the great family lineage. So So he's describing all his ancient ancestors, his grandfather, father, great grandfathers. So here he's talking about Hiranyaksha, who was a big demon, conquered everything in the entire history of this universe. We have heard many thieves, you know, some pickpocketer, you know, some may loot some wealth, some may loot some, you know, maybe country, some may loot, you know, something, but nobody is bigger thief than Hiranyaksha, who took away entire earth itself into the water. So he is the biggest thief forever in history. No one can do this. Such a demon. So Lord is telling how he entered the nostrils of the Hiranyaksha. So Srila Prabhupada is saying here, because now everyone is calculating God according to his understanding. People think God can be like this. We have our own parameter to understand the God, but Lord cannot be understood like that, because we have some limitation. Living entity has some living limitation, and with this limitation you cannot calculate unlimited. It's like that a tailor who always measures his cloth by meter, and if he goes to buy milk and if he wants to calculate the milk by meter, he cannot calculate, because that is available in liter. So the devotee was telling ki you cannot understand everything by your own calculation. Once upon a time, devotees were doing Braj Mandal Parikrama. So they asked this question, you know, in Nandgaon here, Vrindavan is there. How Lord can go daily, you know, from so many kilometers, you know, tending cows and all these things. So senior devotees telling you are calculating this distance by your own. This is dham of the Lord. It can be expand also and it can become less, means decrease also. So Lord can do anything, but we try to put our own limitation, our own understanding ki aise kaise ho sakta hai. So in Bhagavad Gita 4.6, Srila Prabhupada saying, अजो अपि अप अवयात्मा भूतानाम ईश्वरो अपि अंश प्रकृतिम साम विविष्टया संभवामि आत्मा मायाया. हियर इन पर्पस श्री प्रभुपाद फोकसिंग ऑन ऑल दिस इश्यूज कि गॉड इज ऑलवेज गॉड. नो वन कैन बिकम गॉड. मेनी पीपल आर बिकमिंग गॉड एंड दे आर मिसलीडिंग द सोसाइटी, बिकॉज पीपल ऑलरेडी हैव लैक ऑफ नॉलेज हु इज गॉड. श्री श्री राधारास बिहारी जी की, श्री श्री गौर नित्याय भगवान की, श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की. सो दिस पीपल टेक बेनिफिट ऑफ सो कॉल्ड पीपल एंड दे मिस गाइड कि आई एम गॉड. ऐसा श्री प्रभुपाद ऑलवेज पुश दिस मूवमेंट ऑफ डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग भगवत गीता एज इट इज, बिकॉज बिफोर एंटरिंग इन टू द पास्ट टाइम of the Lord, like Srimad Bhagavatam and many pastimes, specifically people always talk about Ras Leela, gopis and this and that. Without reading Bhagavad Gita, one cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam, or one cannot understand the pastimes of the Lord. Because first step is to know the Ishwar. Who is Ishwar? If you don't understand Ishwar, which explain in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Lord himself explaining his vibhuti, opulence of the absolute. Who am I? What am I? So people think when Lord comes, he becomes like us. He becomes like human being. As Lord Ramchandra appeared, Ravana thought ki if somebody will fight with me, then he will fight, you know, like demigod or maybe something from celestial planet or higher planet. What human being can do? Human being cannot do me anything. I can eat him very easily. I am Rakshasa. So that's why he ignored the human being. He thought human being cannot do anything. So Lord took this advantage of this demonic mentality and he appeared as a Lord Ramchandra, as a human being. And Ravana did this mistake of understanding Lord as a human being. And he paid the penalty for the same. Similarly, when we are preaching today about Sri Sri Gaur Nithai to the society, they think, humne to suna ne, ye Gaur Nithai kon hai? Because they don't understand. They think, ye to kabhi suna nahi. How they appeared in the dham, Navdeep, and how they acted like, you know, ordinary devotee. Because we don't understand pastime of the Lord. The people in general, they don't accept. They think, humko jo malum hai, wahi sahi hai. Whatever we heard according to us. So they enter into all this pastime without understanding the Bhagavad Gita. So Srila Prabhupada here is saying, ki Lord always appears in his own Swarupa. Like here Lord Krishna is saying, ki I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates. Although I am the Lord of all living entities, still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. So that is mistake. We think Lord is appeared like Vara, so he is Vara. He appeared in Matsya Avatar. He is not Matsya. He appeared from the pillar, so pillar become parents of the Lord. No, Lord can appear from anywhere. So there is no question of putting limitation. Like even in this ordinary world also we see many people, they behave extraordinary, you know. For a general person, there is some rules. You have to stop at signal or you have to follow all rules and regulations. But some big personality comes, for them there is no rules and regulation. They can go beyond that general rules. Then what to speak of Ishwara? So they think ki how, you know, they can enter into knowledge. How Lord can become so small? When we hear pastime in Ramayana, we can see even Hanuman also can take a very small form like a mosquito. And he entered into the Lanka, the kingdom of Ravana. And so even a devotee can also take such a small form, while Lord cannot. When Lord appeared as a Vara avatar from the nostril of Sri Brahma, Brahma also confused what kind of this, you know, pasu, what kind of animal, immediately become very big, you know, from small size like thumb size, become manifested like big Vara. And like similarly Matsya avatar, we can see very small fish turn into the very biggest size which cannot fit into ocean also. So this is not an ordinary fish. So Sri Prabhupada saying ki Lord is always appears in his own Swarupa, never takes material body like us. So when he will never take body like us, then there is no question of deterioration. Like Lord Krishna did pastime more than 100 years. But even in the war of Kurukshetra, Lord was looking like 16-year young boy only. He may grow from boyhood, child to boyhood, boyhood to youth. Then you never see any picture of God or Lord Krishna as an old man. Like for human being, those living entity, those who takes the material body, for him there is a rule. Dehino smin yatha dehe komaram yavanam jara tatha dehantar prapti dhiras tatra amoyati. Same rule is not for Lord. Here Lord himself is declaring, I am unborn and I appear in my original form. So Srila Prabhupada pointing this some very important message for all of us. He is giving one example of sunset. Ki like every morning sun appears and evening sun sets. So we think now there is no sun. because there is some defect in ourselves, we cannot see sun. After evening time, we think sun is gone away. But sun is always fixed in his place. But that is our problem, ki we cannot see. Similarly, Lord is always there. Lord is everywhere, but we cannot see. Here Lord enter into the nostrils from and in the heart of the Hiranyaksha, and Hiranyaksha thought ki Bhagwan bhag gaya dar ke mare. Now he is no more. Many people think ki God is dead. Bahut saal se Bhagwan hai. Bahut saal se to abhi buddha hoke mar gaya hoga. Many people have their own speculation. They think ki Bhagwan mar gaya. And some people attack on in some place and they try to kill the God also. They try to kill Krishna, but they are never successful. The whole history explains ki all are unsuccessful in killing the God only. They themselves got killed, but nothing happened to the Lord. Still that mentality is going on today also. People trying to remove God out of picture and they try to become themselves as a God. So that is our defect. Lord always appears in his full form with his full power. He is never affected with all these situations. So many verses are there which says from Bhagavad Gita ki how Krishna is the supreme and how God is eternal. In Bhagavad Gita 9.5, Lord Krishna saying, verse number 5, Maya tadam, sorry, this is, na cha te matsthani pasya me yogam aishwaryam bhuta putra bhuta bruna cha bhutasto mam atma bhuta bhavana. Yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, although I am everywhere, I am not part of this cosmic manifestation. For myself is very source of creation. Then in 9.7 also it says, Sarva bhutanam bhutani konteya prakatim yanti mamikam kalpakshe punastani kalpado visrajami ham. O son of Kunti, at the end of millennium, all material manifestation enter into the my nature, and at the beginning of another millennium, by my potency, I create them again. Then, again in 9.10, maya adhikshana prakati, suyate sa characharam, hetu nani konteya jagat viparni vartate. The material nature, which is one of my energies, working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing of all moving and non-moving beings, under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. So many verses in Bhagavad Gita, which shows ki how Lord is the controller and Lord is source of everything. And we try to put in our own horizon, Lord is like that, Lord can be like that, God should do like that, why not, kyun aisa kiya, kyun aise kiya, Bhagwan hai to aisa kyun nahi hota. So we try to put in our calculation, understanding about God, but God himself is saying ki everything comes from me. I am the source of everything. This entire nature works under my direction. So why there is a limitation for the Lord? So one cannot understand, without understanding this opulence of the Lord, this pastimes, here it looks like the Lord was fearful of Hiranyaksha, that's why he was running. And by, you know, fear, he entered in the heart of this Hiranyaksha. It looks like that. Any ordinary or any general person, when he reads this, he may understand. But Srila Prabhupada, he is saying, Lord is not fearful, he is in anxiety of a living entity, ki how I can do the welfare for this person or welfare for the all living entities is always in anxiety, is not fearful. Rather than is fearful, in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.9, 29 and 40, Lord Kapila says, Yad bhayad vati yato yam. Serious Suryas tapati yad bhayat varsate devo bhagaro bhuyat yad bhayat. He says, out of fear of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the fear of yad bhayat vati, the wind blows, and even Indra gives the rains because of fear of the Lord. So everyone is fearful of the Lord. Lord is not fearful of others. Others are like, we may think that Lord is fearful. He performs some pastimes to teach the world, to show the innate world. To understand this, one has to go through Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Then he will understand properly what is Lord. In his Upanishad also, there is a story of a Narad Muni. Like once upon a time, Narad Muni was traveling everywhere. As we know, he travels everywhere to preach the Krishna consciousness to the society or to the all living beings. To welfare of all living beings, he travels and he preaches. So while traveling, he met one Brahmana, and Brahmana was busy in his work. He was doing some yajna and reading sastras, etc. But Narad Muni, when he entered, so he was not much into, like when Narad Muni is coming, Rishi is coming, somebody will welcome like that. But still Narad Muni went to the Brahmana. So Brahmana asked him, Narad Muni, where you are going? Narad Muni said, I am just traveling here, there, and then I will go to Lord Vishnu Vaikuntha. So Brahmana said, okay, when you are going to the Lord, you please ask ki when I will be going back home, when I will be get liberation from this material world, and then you give me the answer. Then Narad Muni said, okay, when I will meet the Lord, I will ask the question for you. And then while traveling, again he met one very simple person, that cobbler who was making shoes, etc. And as soon as he saw the Narad Muni, he paid obeisances to him and very respectfully welcomed Narad Muni. So in that regard, Narad Muni asked him his well-being, how he is doing, etc. Then he told him about his activities, and that cobbler said, you are very great sage. You travel everywhere. You are very dear to Lord. So, because you are dear, when you go to Vaikuntha planet, please see what my Lord is doing and please inform me. He said, okay, I will inform. And he also asked when I will be delivered from this material world. So, like that, Narad Muni met this both person and he went back to the Vaikuntha and met Lord Vishnu. And from there he back again. So this Brahmana asked ki what happened, what my Lord says. Narad Muni says ki for you will take thousands of births to go back home. He said, what you are saying? I am so much scholar, so much doing, all activities. How I can, it will take so many lifetime. He said, okay, you tell me what Lord was doing. He said, Lord was very busy. He was trying to, remove that elephant from the needle's eye. He said, kaise possible? Itna bada hathi, sui mein se kaise nikalenge? It's not possible. Kuch bhi bolte ho. I don't accept. So he was not ready to accept anything. But whereas when he met this cobbler, and same thing he told him, and he started dancing. Wow! He said, you accept this thing, this is possible, elephant can be removed from a needle of eye, you know, eye of a needle. How this is possible? He said, why not possible? Everything, he is my Lord, he can do anything. He said, you see this, you know, the tree of banyan tree? He said, yes, I can see how Lord is so great. From a small seed, when he can make this big banyan tree, so what is the difficulty to remove an elephant from the eye of needle? So that is a matter of faith, because for Lord can do anything, but we think ki hamare liye possible nahi to, this is not same thing possible for the Lord, because we try to put in our, you know, comparison, what I can do, we think Lord is next to me, means my similar to me, I cannot lift, so Lord cannot, because I cannot lift 10 kg also, how Lord can lift Govardhan Hill? So, kaise ho sakta? Abhi ek ungli pe, we cannot balance a small notebook in one finger. So how Lord can balance such a big Govardhan Hill on one finger for the 7 days and 7 nights? I said, what to speak, you know, Govardhan Hill, when this fellow Hiranyaksha took away this earth, you know, that big Shirodaksha, that ocean, and this, when Lord appeared as a Vara, he took earth on his face, and on his tusk, and brought back again. So when Lord can lift entire earth, what to speak a small Govardhan Hill on that earth planet? Similarly, we see the pastimes of Samudra Manthan. You know, when Lord instructed this all devatas to take away this mountain and start for churning the ocean, but it was made of gold and was very heavy, and all devatas and asura combined together, they could not carry, even they cannot lift. They tried to lift this mountain, but the mountain fall on them only, and everyone got fracture and injury, many things happened. So Lord has to appear again, and Lord very easily took that mountain from one hand and kept on the back of Garuda. So even Garuda can lift such a mountain, and what to speak of Lord Himself. But, you know, people think ki kaise ho sakta hai, kyun ho sakta hai? Because I can't do, then others cannot do. Similarly, they think ki Lord cannot also do. Krishna can do anything, whatever is thing. So we put our own limitation, understanding in our spiritual life, ki Bhagwan kar sakte kya nahi kar sakte. Sometimes we calculate our own talent when we into preaching or when we are into spiritual life, practicing. I have seen many times we make this mistake. We think ki ye mere se nahi hoga. When we try to do some service, we count our capabilities. So I was talking once, one senior devotee, he was telling me ki aap ye seva kyun nahi karte ho, ye seva aap karna chahiye. So I told him same thing ki Prabhuji, mujhe to I don't have this ability, main ye nahi kar sakta hu. He said, ability comes by service. Don't think ki mujhe kya nahi aata hai. If you have desire, then you will deserve. He said, you just desire to do some service, then ability Krishna will give you. Automatically, Krishna can give you anything. Then why you are afraid? You should have this faith ki Krishna will give you that ability, that power to do that service. You have some limitation, but Krishna does not have any limitation. He can do anything if he wants. So that mood should be your when you do any spiritual practice. He instructed like that me, said you just do it, desire, go ahead, and whatever lacking in you, that will be provided by Lord Himself. That faith should be there. So this is our Krishna consciousness which Srila Prabhupada taught us, ki depend on Krishna. Don't depend on your abilities. Don't depend on your own talent. Depend on the Krishna. That is a complete surrender. That is a complete shelter. So Lord is always takes anxiety for the devotees. He is not fearful. He takes anxiety. That's why he comes himself as a Gaur Nitai to deliver all of us, whole society. He comes as a holy name. So everyone can get purified. And he sends many his pure devotees to preach the societies. That is his mercy only. That is his anxiety. How this soul, living entity will be delivered and when they will come back to me. He's always waiting for every living entity, like when we read Brihad Bhagavatamrata. In that also comes when Gop Kumar goes back to the spiritual world. Krishna was waiting, like when we see Lord Jagannath is waiting to embrace. Similarly, Lord Krishna was waiting in Golok to embrace the Gop Kumaras. And Lord was crying like anything. He said, I am waiting for you from many, many years. And you are wandering here, there. You took so long time to come back. Same thing Srila Prabhupada explains many of his purport. Lord is sitting within the heart. Like there are two births. One is living entity, other is Ishwara. And living entity is always busy in eating the fruits. And super soul is awaiting for the living entity when this living entity will turn towards the me. But we are always focused in our own eating the fruits and busy in, and when we never look back to the Lord. So Lord is so merciful. Wherever living entity goes, super soul goes with him. Whatever body we accept, in same body Lord also comes. So Lord is so merciful. That's why he is the best friend. Many people like to make so many friends, but they miss friendship with the Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said he is the best friend. He always travels with the living entity. Wherever we go, the living super soul also comes along with the soul. So that we should not forget. That is a great nature of the great mood of the Supreme Lord. One more story comes in one of the Puran. Now once Narad Muni desire to see the Lord. So he goes to Vaikuntha and he sees Lord, you know, from a distance. The Lord is reading some book. That book color, he saw the book color of the book was the red color. But as soon as Narad Muni goes nearby, Lord, Supreme Lord tries to hide that book, you know, keep somewhere else. When Narad Muni sees that, so he become, you know, very much anxiety. What was the book? And inquisitive, he thinks, what is this book? Why Lord is hiding from me? And Lord talks something else. How are you doing? Everything is okay. Welfare of the Narad Muni. But Narad Muni asking the question, my dear Lord, what is that book? Please show me. I want to see that book. But Lord Vishnu says, that is not, you know, for you. That is not useful for you. It's all right. That is, you know, something my own diary. Narad Muni says, no, please, I want to see. Please show me. Then Lord Vishnu says, okay, see this book. Okay. Then he gives that diary to the Narad Muni. And he says, there is all name of the devotees. Many devotees' name were listed in that book. And first name was of Narad Muni and many other devotees. So Narad Muni asked, my Lord, what is this book? You have given, mention all devotees' name and my name is first. So Lord said, yes, this all my devotees, I have, you know, noted the name because they are always busy in meditating on me. They are always thinking about me. They are always chanting my glories. So I have noted all this name. Those all devotees are very great and they always chant my glories. So I have noted all these names, and in that name you are number one. So Narad Muni was very happy. But when he was reading that name, he could not find the name of Amrish Maharaj. He said, "My Lord, there is no name of Amrish Maharaj." He said, "Okay." Lord didn't reply much. He said, "Okay, chalo." Then Narad Muni was very happy and he went back to Amrish Maharaj only. And he shown him this, diary. You see, Lord Vishnu is keep this diary. It's all great devotees. And my name is number one. But your name is not there in this. Amrish Maharaj replied, "It's all right. Whatever, some Lord's pastime." He understood Lord wants to act some pastime. Maybe he wants to teach some, instruction to Narad Muni. So, he didn't say, "It's okay, whatever Lord's wish, you are really very great devotee, so your number name should be first, definitely. I am not doing very good, spiritual life, devotional practice, so maybe that's why my name is not there." So, like that, Narad Muni again second time visited the Lord Vishnu, and this time he found that Lord is reading one green diary book. The color was the green. And again Lord wanted to hide this book. So he said, "What is this? First time when I came he was reading red, now he is reading green. What is the problem?" And now again Lord wants to hide this book. And again insisted, "Please Lord, give me this book. What is this book? That was red, this is green." But Lord said, "Nahi, ye tumhare kaam ka nahi hai. This is not good for you. You don't read it." But again insisted, and then Lord has given that green book to the Narad Muni. And indeed he found all names, other names like, Amrish Maharaj, Gopis, Hanuman, etc., which was not listed in red book. So like that, Narad Muni said, "Ye kya hai? Hey Bhagwan, ye kya hai? Isme ye naam hai, isme mera nahi hai." All these names of Gopis, Hanumanji and Amrish Maharaj and other devotees. Lord says that red book was that ki all these devotees always chant my glories. But this green book, I am always anxiety for these devotees. I always think for them. And this book, this devotee think for me. So I am always like, Bhakta Vatsal, those are very dear to me. Means Lord is always think of gopis and other those who are very, favorable to the favorite of the Lord. So in Bhagavatam also Lord Krishna says in the episode of Amrish Maharaj, ki devotees are always in my heart and I am in the heart of the devotees. We are not too separate. So there is a question. So Lord has anxiety, he is not fearful of anything. Yamraj also gets fearful of the Lord, what to speak. So there is no question of Lord was fearful of Hiranyaksha. He wanted to enact some pastime, that's why he hidden. So many people try to see the God from their eyes. Here Lord says, "I am invisible." He becomes invisible to them because they want to see from eyes, material eyes. But Srila Prabhupada says, "Bhaktya mam abhijananti." He quotes many times this verse. Only devotees knows me and they can only show the Lord. They can only give the explanation how to see the Lord. Srila Prabhupada says, "Bhagavad Gita is the best book to see the Lord." In specifically when 7th chapter and 8th chapter, Srila Prabhupada said here, Lord Krishna is saying how to see me. So this chapter has to be read again and again. Then we can see how Krishna is saying how to see the Lord. Similarly, many pastimes are like that, where we, many verses, entire Bhagavatam, Gita, etc., where we can see opulence of the Lord. And that which cannot be understood by an ordinary living entity by his own calculation. That's why one should always approach a bona fide teacher and bona fide guru and disciplic succession. That's why knowledge should come through the disciplic succession, not by chamatkar. Some people say, I was sitting on the platform and I got all knowledge. So you will get knowledge about platform only, because many announcements are there. You cannot understand Lord, you know, by sitting on the platform, or by sitting on the bench of the platform, or somewhere sitting under tree. So in material world also we can see there is a, you know, some saying that there is nothing is impossible, you know. People say nothing is impossible, you know. The Hitler says impossible is the word in the fool's dictionary. So this so-called materialist people say that impossible is fool is in the fool's dictionary. Then what to speak this word about Krishna? What is impossible for him? Nothing is impossible. Anyhow, as I will say something about today's Srinivas Acharya's appearance day also. Somebody told me, is it right or wrong? Srivas Pandit? Hai ya nahi hai? Anyhow, as we know, the Sankirtan headquarter was earlier, like when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Sankirtan headquarter, our movement's headquarter was earlier called Srinivas Angan. That's why Srila Prabhupada said Sri Mayapur, our temple as a society, as a headquarter of the ISKCON, because that is the headquarter from where Sankirtana movement begins. As I was telling many past times of Sri Narad Muni, who appeared as a Srinivas Acharya. And this both Advaita Acharya and Srinivas Acharya were the top class Brahmana of that time, of Brahmana society. And because of their prayers, Lord Gaurang appeared to deliver all these conditions all of this Kali Yuga. They always regularly used to pray to the Lord to appear. So Srinivas Acharya, the great devotee of Lord Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as very dear servant. As we know, Panch Tattva, this all are eternal associates of the Lord. So Mahaprabhu used to go regularly in the house of Srinivas Acharya to perform the kirtan. And from that lesson we can learn how once upon a time Sri Gaurang Mahaprabhu was performing kirtan, and that time only his son died. And he came to know because woman started crying in other house, and Srinivas Acharya heard this and he went into the room and requested them to don't cry, stop immediately, because the other side, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in his ecstasy, chanting this Hare Krishna Kirtan and dancing like very, you know, madman, very absorbed. So he never wanted to disturb Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He thought there should be no any disturbance, no any problem in the anyhow, some understanding. So we will same thing. It happens when, you know, Narad Muni appeared, and we can see he had given this mercy to all of us, and he was very dear devotee of the Lord, and he did this sacrifice as a, like, he should not, don't wanted to disturb the movement. So he did this sacrifice. He never told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his son died. So like that, we can also learn that when we, in the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to propagate this movement of Hari Kirtan, there should be no any obstacle, not to create an obstacle. Anything our personal, we have to sacrifice. Like Sri Prabhupada also, to distribute this message all over the world, he took this pain. Many his own god brother objected him ki you should not do like this, this is not good, because Srila Prabhupada went abroad and he given initiation to all foreigners, which is actually in general other societies, so called math and ashram, they object if sannyasi should not go abroad. Many ashram today also they follow, but Srila Prabhupada went abroad and he preached them, initiated, even he gave them Brahmana initiation also, which were in general objected by other Brahmanical society or other people. But Srila Prabhupada did this to just propagate and distribute this message to all over the world, and he has given this holy name. So sometimes to preach and spread, one should has to sacrifice his own image, his own so-called comfort zone also. Because you are sitting one place and you go other place, you sacrifice comfort zone. And you have to come from uncomfort zone. So like that, Srila Prabhupada did many sacrifices. He took pain for all of us, so we can come into Krishna consciousness and chant holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you. I will stop here. Granthras Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Sri Radharas Bihari ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.